Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Yelda, and my company creates sanctuaries for professional executives and their families by designing, constructing, and project managing their entire renovation project from start to finish. The specific situation I need assistance with today is, how do I leverage a large high-end project we're starting in January in the client's neighbourhood and online? The specific question I want your brilliant ideas on today is, what kind of tips, technology, tools could I use to showcase the build, the process, our team and our expertise in running this project so that the neighbours and wider community can get a taste for and engage with this build and our company with a view to calling us for their build? Extra information you may need for context is the Surrey Hills client is an ideal client. There will be black hoarding on the front of the house with our logos on it. The home is in an affluent area. The home was built in 1890 and is heritage listed with an ultra modern extension on the back. The architect loves me. This business is more than me. We have a great team of people, but all my social media, including my website, doesn't reflect this. No one really knows what we really do and what I really do because we haven't told them. So I want this to change with this project. So the specific question is, what kind of tips, technology, tools could I use to showcase the build, the process, our team and our expertise in running this project?
Thank you, Fiona. Just a reminder, the link to the Facebook post is now inside of chat. I can see your hands, and Kim, I'm coming to you first.
I think, Yelda, you could, I think old school stuff. So I'm thinking, I know you've on the front of the house, you've got the black shading thing with you, probably your logo and everything, but something really clever like a plaque or a sign of some description that creates some intrigue and interest. Want to know, you know, something about the design behind this, because it's just, all you've got is probably a logo. I'm just assuming. But the other thing is like old school drop, like letterbox drops. You know, have you seen what's happening at XX, you know, 23 Orange Street? And you know, this is what we're doing. We're transforming it from, you know, this to this. And if you can do the same, if you want to do the same, contact us. Like just a flyer, but old school, because you're in the area, you can just do a letter drop box, and you could even pinpoint the old houses that need it. Or you could, you know, you could pay someone, like pay a teenager to do, you know, to do it, you know, drop right around.
Thanks, Kim.
Thank you, Joanna.
I'm just unwrapping what I'm about to show you. We got the delivery today. So we got those core flu signs made to go up on the fences. But what we've done is we've used a QR code. So we've said, watch this space. And we've used a QR code. And we're actually going to link it to an Instagram story of the roof going up. And not only that, we're going to try and find the technology. God knows how. But I'm actually going to get the testimonials put into the QR code. So when they look at the house, we can hopefully get a video testimonial of the actual people that we're building the roof for that connects to the QR code. And I got the package today. So I'm just trying to open it up to have a look to see if it's all worked out the way we wanted it to.
Oh, but, well, you'll have to show us. Thank you. Yeah. And like, you know, before COVID, a lot of people didn't know what a QR code was, but no doubt you've had to check into somewhere using one of those darn things. So good. Very good. All right. Next person that had their hand up, I believe, is Angela. So I'm going to come to you. Go ahead.
Hey, so I've seen someone else who did this. She's an interior designer. And what she did was basically videos every couple of days. And out the front of the place, it said, watch the transformation take place. And it had a link. And you could use QR codes or whatever. And each day you were putting up different videos where people could actually watch the transformation take place. So I have seen another interior decorator do that for transformation of a really old property as well. So that might work for you as well.
Awesome. Thank you. Amanda.
You mentioned, Yelda, I think you said an 1890s building. I don't know if it's heritage, got heritage aspects. Could there just be some press around this, a media opportunity, a story in the local paper, whatever that is for that, that services that particular area. You get interviewed, your architect, becomes a story around how we're transforming this landmark property in this particular location, and it goes out locally. And then you could also, then that gets published. It's a nice spread. You could laminate that, frame it up, put it, actually put it on the property, on your hoarding. So people walking past like, oh, and there's been a story about this. Oh, wow, this is cool. Mm. How do you then leverage that particular, that that press as well?
Very good. Tasha, then Fiona, then PJ, then Michelle. Tasha, yep.
There we go. Yep. Sorry, I was trying to put my hand down because I was going to say exactly the same thing. The council, contact them, see what they can do. And also, I was going to say a hashtag, but I'm sure a QR code is far more fancy. But definitely do it on Instagram, do a story, because if I'm thinking about it, I'm in the area, I'm relatively in your area, always interested in that sort of thing, I would look it up and follow the transformation.
Awesome. Fiona.
So it's very much plus one. So as someone who's embarking on this at the moment, I literally go around and stalk houses in my neighbourhood, and like I may or may not maybe sneak in and have a look. If I could watch a TV show where every week I got an update on the build, like I would be hooked. So I love plus one to Kim on the flyer drop, because if I had that flyer, QR code, like Instagram TV or like, you know, video show, I would be watching that, like, yeah, because I'm always looking for inspiration. It's like, okay, who am I going to use?
Wow.
Love it.
Love it. Thanks, Fiona. PJ.
So plus 25 to everything that's been said. As a builder, I imagine one of your responsibilities is to communicate with the local neighbourhood anyway, to let them know. I don't know if that's the standard in Melbourne, but certainly in Sydney, to let people know what's happening and if they've got any issues, who to contact. I would do that in a very personalized manner, and I would do a handwritten card for all the local neighbors, particularly those people who have houses that you think could use the work. The handwritten card, and you say, and I've recorded a video for you, and give them the link, either QR code or whatever, to go to the video. And then that video is personal. It's you talking to them as if you did record it for them, explain to them the project and who to contact if there's any issues, and that you'd like to keep them updated, and then follow the path of updates. And I think you could do some multiple hand drops, some letterbox drops along the way. Don't just stop at that one. You've got to get people re-engaged. It's just a marketing campaign. It's a funnel.
Michelle.
But it's a little bit of shoe leather.
Thanks, PJ. It's awesome.
Two things. Oh, sorry. Two things.
So before PJ, pop your hand down. I can't do it. Thank you.
So two things for you, Yilda. One is that I can't remember who it was, but I saw a campaign. It was a real estate agent. I wish I could remember. I'd give you the collateral. But they actually went around and took photos of the houses and printed off one-off brochures, which they then went back and put in the person's letterbox. So it was like, it was a driveway. They made driveways. They put beautiful new driveways in. So they went and took a picture of the house and then superimposed the driveway over the front of the house and said, this is how your house could look with a new driveway. It was super clever. Yes. So you got your own house in the letterbox with this schmick new driveway. And you went, oh my goodness, that looks so much better than what we've got. Now, how can you map that idea over? I don't quite know, but I wanted to just give you that idea. And the other thing is just building on what everybody has said, absolutely plus 1,000 to the story ideas. And just to give you some inspiration as to how you can do that story, like literally everything is a story. Every single thing you're going to do, like you're looking at the plans in the morning and you have a little ritual, film it and talk about it. If you're going to meet with the councils coming, ask them if it's okay if you film and you say, hey, you know, I'm here with the councillor Joe and what we're doing today is we're looking at blah, blah, blah. There is a guy, everybody should go and watch. He has a YouTube channel. It is Mr. Land Cruiser. He upgrades old Land Cruisers. And my son is, we bought him an old Land Cruiser and he's upgrading it. So he's watching this all the time. He started putting it on the main TV. Our whole family watches it. This guy is just a classic and he's just telling the story of everything that he's doing. He goes through spare parts and just talks about the spare parts. He has a job and he's sitting in the truck talking about how they're putting a new dashboard on. Just look at it with the mind of how do I map this exactly what he's doing over to what I'm doing. He's talking about Land Cruisers and his language. You just use it as a blueprint for your product and your language. He's brilliant.
Awesome. Thank you, Michelle. Peter. 2 minutes to go. Peter. I think you're muted, Dom.
Yeah, totally agree with everything that's been said, but there was one aspect that I really wanted to highlight, which is you would probably need permission from your clients to do this, but take what the real estate agents do and do an open home. Open home, come see what's happening and get the people in the neighbourhood.
Yeah, I'll get commission and that would be awesome. Thanks, Peter.
Very good. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thanks, Peter. So we have a little less than 2 minutes. Is there anyone else? Any last minute? Fiona?
So actually, this weekend, it's Design Canberra weekend. And one of the events that they have this weekend is they open up homes that, you know, have interesting architectural features and things like that. At events. Especially because of COVID, but that's something that, again, because we stalk so many houses, is something that we go along to. But if there's any sort of things like that, yeah, I'm obsessed. Clothes and architecture. So if there's something like that that you could do, like especially if you're working with the architect, that would be really, really cool.
Fantastic.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone. Great job.